Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
I'm so sorry that this podcast is interrupting a really riveting story from Crisco about his flu shot he got at Lloyd's Pharmacy.
It was more than that. It was about the vaccine for COVID, but it doesn't matter because you don't care.
Dez and I were so bored with your story that she's like, fire off the podcast. Launch into it for there, right, guy?
She wanted to do work. It was weird.
I have these eyes that I can just look at Ryan in a certain way, and we're both like, yep.
No.
Those are your bedroom eyes.
Do you stop it?
I can't. Hey, Ryan.
Oh, God.
You know what to do now.
I am
play
not
that.
Feeding you cookies. No. No, Dezzers.
Clearly, I don't need anybody to feed me cookies. I feed them to myself.
Yeah, we learned that this morning, that Dez polished off an entire box of Girl Scout cookies on her own.
I was pregnant, but still unacceptable.
Again, don't pretend you wouldn't do it without being pregnant.
Well, I hadn't done it.
See, you're so lucky that you can use, but I was pregnant, to eat like a pig, you know, and just be like, rah, 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 rah. You know, we don't have that luxury, Crisco. We can't be like, you know, well, I'm pregnant. I'm sorry I downed a dozen wings all on my own.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I've done my fair share of damage over and over again, but when I say I'm pregnant, people are like, no way, you're a dude.
Did you get your pregnancy test at Lloyd's Pharmacy?
I did. Came back positive for a couple of negative Nancys over here. Thank you. I heard that joke at Lloyd's.
I bet you did.
I bet you did, yep. Okay, so Crisco has a new pastime that is going to sweep the Twin Cities. This is going to keep you entertained for days.
Oh
my God, Dez, this is fantastic. Tell everybody.
Oh, this is so much fun. Okay, sorry. I have so many thoughts in my head right now.
Lloyd's.
I know. I was like, oh, we're talking about Lloyd's.
Christmas. Pay attention.
Lloyd Christmas. I got distracted. You see what happens. So I went on to Facebook yesterday. Dez, you're going to love this. And I ended up seeing somebody come on my Facebook page that I haven't talked to since high school, 19 years ago.
Wow.
Okay? I haven't talked to them, but we were really good friends in high school. You just move on, drift away. I just started messaging him, and I sent him a little thing like, hey man, how's everything going? Hope life is good. Not thinking you'd hear back from him. Within 3 minutes, boom, pop back up. Starts talking. Then we start having a conversation. Find out that in the time that I haven't talked to him, oh, he has an 18-year-old daughter that's graduating from college.
Wow.
I mean, we're 36. He got real busy real quick. We had very different life paths.
Wow.
I mean, so he has an 18-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old child as well. And I just crazy finding out all the things that he's gone through. And after talking for just a little bit, he says, my dad's health is kind of going down. And I said, oh man, I'm really sorry I lost my dad in 2015 to pancreatic cancer. He goes, shut the hell up. I lost my mom in 2014 to pancreatic cancer.
Wow, you have a lot in common, except he knows how to get a girl.
He does. He was an athlete.
Oh, yeah. Did you ask for some pro tips?
No, I didn't get into that.
Me exactly, how does the old P and the V work?
Yeah. Sounds like he had a big gap in between there, though, 18 and 9. That means he's only done it twice.
Right, yep. That's right.
So, by my math, not that impressive.
Jeez.
No, but it was just so much fun, like, you think you haven't talked to somebody in that long, and you're like, oh, this is going to be awkward. I guess if he does respond, it'll be real quick. And it couldn't have been smoother. Like, we were, like I said, we were really good buddies, which was weird because he was super popular and on the basketball team, and then I was me. So I don't know why he talked to me, but he did.
Whenever people I graduated high school with reach out to me, it's to inform me that someone's died and they want money for the memorial.
I had somebody do that. Yeah, our old principal passed away, and they're like, are you going to show up? They want to see if you have any donations.
Yeah.
There's something that's to be said about having all your high school friends far, far, far away.
Well, mine are still far away, but they connect with you on Messenger, and then they do a group message like, hey, so-and-so died, and we want to send flowers to the funeral. Can everyone pitch in? I'm like, we had a class of 120. If we all pitch in $10, that's a $1,200 flower arrangement. I don't think we need to do that.
I bet they only hear back from like 10% of people. That's why they ask everyone.
Well, and then everybody's got to say, just donated, just sent my money, just did it. Everyone does it. And I'm like, how do I leave this conversation?
Lee, please don't message me again.
Brian has left the conversation.
I died. Please send flowers.
But yeah, that's, well, good for you, buddy. Are you going to reach out to somebody else?
Yeah, I think I kind of want to start doing it like every once in a while. There are so many people that I had such fond memories of from high school and from, you know, grade school that I just completely stopped talking with. That's the unfortunate part about growing up. You just kind of drift away from people.
See, I feel like right when Facebook was coming out, that's what everybody did. Like, I reconnected with so many people, which was cool. No, no, I'm just, but I haven't done it lately. So it's kind of a nice little reminder.
Way to go. Inspiring the Twin Cities to reconnect.
Look at you.
Thank you. And it's just, I mean, now we're going to get beers when the world opens back up after I go to Lloyd's.
Oh, my God. Don't say that.
Yeah, don't like, say, let's go get beers.
Say, do you want to go have a drink? You want to get drinks?
See, but that just sounds weird.
Want to go to happy hour?
Do you have bottles of liquor at your house? I'll come over.
Let's pop some bottles of liquor.
We can get the high shelf bottles of liquor.
The ones we can't reach or afford.
You are just...
I'm not meant to talk to people. I don't know what happened.
So special to us.
Oh, God, that means so much.
You really, truly are.
Let's move on to a very special delivery from a listener. I got an email yesterday. You guys have a package here with your name on it waiting for you. What do you want us to do with it? I'm like, well, is it ticking?
Yeah, maybe get rid of it.
If it's ticking, Crisco's got his name all over it.
Yeah. What is this?
It is the weirdest thing ever. I mean, the package is awesome, but we got a thing. It's from, have you heard of bookholders.com?
No,
it's basically you can put stuff in a cart and send it to people, okay? All it says is, dear Dez and Crisco and Ryan from the KS95 Morning Show, weird. It says, thank you for your order. We've listed the books you've purchased below. Any questions you have, let us know. Well, it wasn't books.
What?
It is a box of ding-dongs.
Oh my gosh.
Ding, it is ding, a package dong. Of ding dongs that somebody decided to send our way and said, hey, you guys, well done for the 6 weeks. You made it through. And Ryan's back now. We have the whole crew back together. But yep, anytime you guys want one, we've got a box full of ding dongs in here.
Look at that.
Oh, that's funny.
But no name. They didn't sign their name. They didn't say who it's from. They just decided to send us a shipment of ding dongs.
Oh. Sounds like you were going to say something else.
They sent us a huge, giant box of ding-dongs.
Ding and dong.
I love it that it's disguised as a book club.
Like, I know. They're like, they'll open it if it's a book club.
That's very, very funny. Well done. Well, whoever you are, thank you for listening. And those ding-dongs are all for ding and dong. So I wouldn't feel right having one.
No, it says right on here. Nope. It says Mediterranean diet friendly.
Yeah, right.
Or, sorry, Mediterranean, what is it?
I call it the Mediterranean method.
Method,
right, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
God.
Method to his madness. Fine, I'll save one for February 3rd.
Yeah. No, this is a permanent. Do you know that I have not had a craving for any of that stuff?
No, because you said it's all stuff you love on this thing.
I haven't had a desire to have like really naughty things at all, and I am so freaking full. Oh my gosh. When you consume that much fiber, that much protein every day,
yeah.
Woof. Boy. I mean, you are not craving the stuff that I was typically eating before bed.
Yeah, it's weird. They say when you eat the stuff you're supposed to eat, now you actually feel good.
Yeah,
you're satisfied.
Oh,
weird.
We had Ono last night. Delicious Ono. Do you know what Ono is, Crisco?
It's fish, isn't it?
It is, but that's Hawaiian for mahi-mahi.
Mahi-mahi.
Yeah, also Ono. In Hawaiian, Ono means very good, very delicious, right? And it's also Ono, and that's also the name of the fish. And mahi-mahi, they call it mahi-mahi twice because it's so good they named it twice.
You have to say it two times.
Mahi-mahi.
Mahi-mahi. Yeah, so that was fun. Boy, we've had salmon. We made homemade ceviche, which was fantastic. I've never done that before.
Oh, man. I don't know how you guys eat salmon. I had it twice in my life, and it was the grossest fish ever.
You just haven't had it prepared right.
No.
Okay, maybe that's what it was, but I would try it again by somebody who knows what they're doing.
Buddy,
but
my mom used to serve salmon loaf when I was a kid, and it was salmon. Salmon. Oh,
from
I just licked the microphone.
From a can.
Oh my God.
No, you didn't. Well, you've got the vid.
No.
Oh my God.
No, you didn't.
Oh my God. You are going down.
Oh my God.
You've got it.
Here
we go. Oh, sick. Rinse your mouth out with bleach right away.
I am so screwed, and it's the worst thing because Hutch uses this microphone, I just tongue kissed him.
Get the Purell and put it on your tongue.
It's too late. Whatever.
Oh my God.
Spit he's projected into this microphone. I now have it.
He's already had ding dong for your stat. Eat it.
Oh God.
Oh no.
Anyway, Twyla used to make salmon loaf when I was a kid, and it was the most disgusting thing ever. Then Vaughn made his salmon for me, and it was all bets are off. I'm like, I love salmon.
Yeah, salmon is literally my favorite meal.
I know.
We had it last night and we have it left over for lunch today too.
I've always heard people say, oh, you have to get the skin real crispy, blah, 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 blah. Both times I had it, there was no crisp to be had.
Ew, soggy?
Yeah, it was just a slice of salmon. It was gross.
Oh, and we do sockeye salmon. Oh, and halibut and scallops. Oh, and we had a shrimp dish last night. I mean, it's just all this good stuff. I haven't had red meat in weeks.
Okay.
That's great.
You're due for it. Don't you get it like twice a month?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But you're probably not craving it because you're getting all those good and healthy fats.
Yeah, does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So proud of y'all.
I'm totes healthy now.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, totes healthy.
Sure. It's a new lifestyle.
Yeah. It's a new Rye guy, okay?
Don't even show him those ding dongs.
Yeah, keep your dogs to yourself, you
the
sicko.
Only ding dongs he like are us, right?
I don't even know what you just said. He sounded drunk. You know
what? I am.
Look, dings and dongs he likes, huh? Right?
I am moving out of my apartment.
Okay. Yeah.
Officially?
Officially. I am going to be leaving this summer because I cannot live in a space where when I want to take a nap, Vaughn is working at the dining room table on a Zoom call and I can't get sleep.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks.
I can't do it. I need an apartment where we each have a bedroom, we each have a bathroom, and there's a den where he can go in and close the door and do his work from home stuff. It's driving me insane. So we started looking at condos, we looked at apartments, we looked at houses, and you basically can't find anything in this town for under, I don't know, $400,000.
Really?
It is so insanely expensive. If you look downtown for condos, you're $500,000 or better. It's just what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
You have to spend $500,000 to get something decent, unless you want like a closet.
Well, and there's just not a lot out there right now, so people are asking maybe even more than they should.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Oh, it is unbelievable. I don't know what we're thinking about home values in this town. A crap home in Eagan, I'm talking a fixer-upper, is $350,000. It's insane.
Oh, that is too much.
And now we have four cities in Minnesota that average the $1 million home price.
Yes.
I saw that. I'm like, where?
Where?
Four of them. So it's in Sunfish Lake.
Yep. Which is right by Mendota Heights.
Yeah.
It's where Joe Maurer lives.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
$1 million average home, up 4.2%. Woodland is $1.1 million homes.
Woodland.
Where is it?
Woodland.
Is that by Lake Minnetonka?
No. That's up there on the list too, though. Greenwood
on the lake. That's on Minnetonka.
Okay.
It's not even a city. It's more of like a, what do you call
like
it?
Like a township?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's more of a township. Okay, that's $1.16 million. And then, of course, the one we've mentioned five times, Minnetonka Beach, $1.45 million is the average price for homes on Minnetonka Beach.
Okay, so Woodland, Minnesota, it's the same thing as that other one.
It's like Orno. It's all around.
No. Orno's an actual city.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Woodland is a tiny little strip of land on Lake Minnetonka. It's in Wayzata Bay.
Oh,
Breezy
gosh.
Point.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. So Greenwood is just down the shore from Deep Haven. So that's where all the $1 million homes are, which, anyone surprised?
No. Not at all, but it's kind of weird that they break them into these little teeny townships. Why couldn't you just said Lake Minnetonka?
Yeah.
It does break it down, but yeah, anytime you go by Lake Minnetonka, you know it's got some money out there.
Oh, man.
Remember that cruise that we took with that captain?
Yes.
With all the list, all the stories he told us about the homes and the people who lived there and the growing up there. It was so interesting.
Why did you guys get to go on that cruise? What cruise was that?
I forgot about
it. It was an event we did with Captain Ernie.
I don't remember Captain Ernie.
No, you weren't there.
It was our event. We invited listeners for just us.
Just me and Brian.
It was not for you. We brought listeners out on this thing, and we did a whole cruise around the lake.
You guys did a morning show event with all of our listeners.
Yeah.
But it was not including me.
No.
You don't really like water. They were like, yeah, keep him out of
water.
It.
I love water.
The big guy's getting his shot at Lloyd's Pharmacy.
How did I get not invited to a morning show?
So sorry to bring that up. Anyways.
Moving on.
What the hell?
There are a ton of restaurants breaking protocols from the governor. I just wonder if they thought that they'd go, well, you know what? Desperate times call for desperate measures. Let's just overlook it and let it pass. Well, oh boy. What happened to these restaurants?
Oh, Ryan, did you see the two that did something over the New Year? And they basically said, we're going to keep our bars and restaurants open. You can't stop us. Well, they just got hit with 5-year liquor license suspensions.
Oh, that's They're where you screwed. Make all your money. Yeah.
So what you stayed open for one night, you just lost for 5 years.
Yeah. Well, you got to have law and order. And I know it sucks. and it's killing businesses. I get it. But if everybody just does what they want, then what are we? What are we going to turn into?
Yeah, exactly. And now there's another one. There's a restaurant in Monticello, and they stayed open during this whole entire stretch of time, right? Well, guess what? All the money they made to stay afloat. And again, you want them to succeed. Nobody's fighting against that. All the money they just made, they just had to work with Keith Ellison, and they had to give it all to pay for the fines. So all the money they made through the entire stretch of staying open and being a little bit rebellious and not following the law, it was for nothing.
Okay.
They literally have nothing.
Do we have the names of the restaurants?
They didn't disclose the name of the restaurant in Monticello. They didn't want, I think they were probably like, no, just pay it and shut up. We're done.
I'm curious who it was.
What, did you guys go there too and not invite me?
That probably was a stop along the way. Because after the cruise, we had a party bus.
Yeah.
There was a party bus?
On a private airplane that picked us up and brought us to Cabo and then back.
But okay.
You don't like to fly.
Yeah. I love to fly.
No.
You always said, there's snakes in Mexico. The big guy's not going there. Yeah.
You know I've gone to Mexico almost a half dozen times.
You go to Cozumel. That's not real.
It's in Mexico.
No, it's not.
Sorry, we can't all be swung into freaking Cabo like you guys.
Well, and you wouldn't have wanted to go to the Timberwolves game that we went to and those privates. But it was a few years ago. They were actually doing well.
I'm actually okay. Thank you. You lost me on that.
Okay, good.
The private jet and everything else. And then, boy, offer up some Timberwolves tickets and I am busy.
Okay, now I've got something that is going to blow your minds. Are you prepared?
Oh, I'm sitting down.
Oh, well. What's new?
You know what? How about this? No, I'm going to stand.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
You are showing some stuff.
We got a view of his navel. Oh, God. A small child could crawl in there. Stop rubbing your nipples.
Oh, my God. They are sticking through that white T-shirt.
Well,
like little erasers.
That's where they are.
I would like to dazzle you with what this man is able to do. By using an empty coffee cup, a straw, and an electric keyboard, I give you Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth's song, See You Again.
Oh. I love
that
it!
That is awesome!
Bravo! I love when people make music with random things like that. God, it's the best.
But I just think, who has time and who thinks of that and then who totally nails it like that?
I know, right?
Impressive.
Yeah. Totally nailed it.
That's right.
Who's ready for story time, everybody?
I am.
All right, let's hear a tale about Haribo sugar-free gummy bears.
Yes.
Another story, another unfortunate outcome.
Oh, no.
Dear Christ, what did I just do? At 9:10 p.m., I ate 16 ounces of these. The flavor was beyond good for sugar-free. This is the bait before the cobra attacks.
Oh.
5 minutes later, I left for home. My commute this night was 1.5 hours. Approximately 10 p.m., I hear what can only be perceived as thunder in the far-off distance that rolled like a summer storm across the wheat fields of the heartland. I look towards my belly button, and for the first time ever, my back cracked without twisting or moving. 10 minutes to Wapner, and my ass started to sound like Rain Man. Oh, not gonna make it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I get into my house and left a clothing trail like Hansel and Gretel going into the woods. Grabbing the A-plus quality paper, you know, the company's coming over, special kind of TP, while my intestines were making more noises than an orchestra tuning up before a night of Mozart.
Oh!
Alas, I make it pantless and sock-free for fear of a flood due to a porcelain throne clog.
Oh, no.
Took off your socks.
I haven't eaten Laffy Taffy since 1985, but I know one came out. I was on bowl arrest for 20 minutes while I said two rosaries and at least one prayer to language I'm sure hasn't been written or read since the Egyptians built the pyramids. Unrelieved of my faculties, I head for my bed after a thorough cleansing. I slept for a great while knowing I had nothing left inside of me. Or so I thought.
Oh, round two.
1:30 a.m.
Oh, no.
The thunder started again. And outside, all I can hear is Auntie M calling Dorothy to get in the cellar. My rear was in gear, and I started to tear off down the hall. Another 20 minutes and a half roll of extra soft later, I sent out goodbye text to all my loved ones.
Oh, no.
Thank God I live alone.
Oh, no.
I awoke in a daze, crying still on the bowl as round three rang in. It was sparse for the rest of the day, but was still there and repeating all day. I lost 7 pounds.
Oh.
And was dehydrated beyond recognition. I will say this was the best cleanse ever. I am living proof. You will survive, but I have to ask, at what cost?
Is it worth it?
Stock up on Pedialyte, it sounds like.
My God. 7 pounds? 7 pounds of crap.
And how many gummy bears did she eat? That's the question.
16 ounces.
Oh, my God. Why are they selling them? That's the better question anymore.
Well, because they're FDA approved. It's safe. The sugar-free whatever's in it is totally okay.
It's the poison.
That was totally death.
Was that a burp?
No. Oh, I just cracked my neck.
Oh.
Oh, my God. It was that loud?
Yeah.
Oh, you might have hit your headphones again or something.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
I thought it was like my back. No. Not this time.
Okay, lady, wrap it up quick.
All right, make sure you download PodMN. You can listen to our podcast and other Minnesota-made podcasts and win some cool stuff with PodMN.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
The insurance industry is full of one agent representing one company. I mean, chances are your current agent has one company, but just think of how limiting that really is. Have you heard of the Canopy Group? You need more than one agent representing more than one company. And that's why Paul Borkert and Jeff McDonald created the Canopy Group, so that you're not at the mercy of one agent with one company. The Canopy Group gives you 30 specialists and 16 separate insurance companies. Some of the names you'll recognize, like Nationwide and Progressive. Some you won't. But here's what you get: an agency that will shop for the best possible coverage from all of the different companies. As your needs change, the Canopy Group continues to find you the best coverage from a company that specializes in just what you need. So are you stuck with one company and one agent? Are you paying too much? The truth is, the Canopy Group last year saved their new clients an average of $810 on auto and home insurance. TheCanopyGroup.com or call 800-967-3389.